Recording.
All right, let's go ahead and call our meeting to order. Roll call.
Murphy?
Here.
Buffo?
Here.
Bing?
Here.
Morris?
Here.
Stuber?
Here.
Harry? Truelock?
Here.
All right, we'll start with Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we invite you to remain standing as we pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come and continue to work on Tolono. Father, we ask you for your wisdom as we go through the issues that are before us tonight. And we ask you for you to just guide us as we lead the village of Tolono. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. All right, we have no public comments, unless you want to add something.
No?
Okay. All right. Well, I guess it's you.
The easement on 205 West Strong, we're still kind of moving forward on that. C2 contacted the attorney of the landowner, which the landowner and the occupants are different.
Because he bought it for his kids.
Yeah, his daughter.
Did they survey that, or was that with the road work? Because I noticed there were survey stakes in the middle of the yard.
That was kind of included with that. So
okay.
Where it's staked isn't really where it's at right yet.
Okay.
Apparently there was a little miscommunication between C2 and the surveyor. So
oh, perfect.
They're still in works with that. So I got a quote, and I don't know if that was included for Howell Concrete Lifters. It's the same amount as last year. We're hoping to get some more mud jacking done on some sidewalks around town. And I've got a long list, so we'll probably get a lot of it knocked out, but probably not all of it knocked out. So if we continue on, you know, hopefully another 2-3 years, we'll have a lot of it in pretty decent shape again.
And I reread that email after I sent you that text. It is an hour.
Right.
Just 1 hour of travel.
Right. Right. And this is the same company we used last year.
We had good luck with
really
it.
Good comments, I think, on Facebook last year about this. So I think it sounds, you know, it's a lot cheaper than replacing sidewalk. And again, it kind of gets rid of some of those trip hazards around town. So I think this will be a good use of our money instead of just going out and replacing a bunch of sidewalk, which that needs to be done as well, but kind of limited quantities with the amount of money we've got to spend on that. So we'll kind of pick the worst spots and kind of work from there. So 105 Daggy, I have one contract that says he can tear it down as is. I've got another contract that says no, we need to do something else. So I've got to do some more investigation on this. I'm going to try and call the public health department, see if they'll come in, kind of give me a, hopefully they'll say no, it's unsafe to even be in here to do anything. I mean, there's animal feces all over the place in the attic, so if they're in there and start tearing down drywall, all that stuff is going to fall on the people working in there. I don't even want my guys in there taking the furniture and stuff out. It's that disgusting.
They're not just going to knock it down as is and just lift it all out with
high hopes. I have to cover my butt that this is the way to do this.
What's the price from the guy that said he can just knock it down as is?
I think it was, what, 12,000? 12 or 15,000? I can't remember off the top of my head.
I think you told me that didn't include the garage and stuff.
That included the garage and the house, but not the extra building and the shed out back. Plus, we're still going to have some trees taken down for them to get in there and even move. Some we can do, some we cannot do. Safety for us, safety for the adjoining landowners, safety for utilities. I've contacted the guy we had do some stuff for us earlier this spring. He gave us pretty good pricing on taking some trees down. I'm going to try and get him back to give me a price on that. I'm hoping not to completely use my entire tree budget, but I may have to with all the stuff I've got around town to take down. I mean, there's so many ash trees that it's bad. And there's other people wanting other trees taken down. It's like I can't take some of those down because I don't have the funds to do them. So.
Now, the ones along the property line that the one property owner came in and complained about, I know he took down some of them. Are they good now where he can get his fence back up?
I think so.
Okay.
From what I've seen. If you drive by the property, you can barely see the house.
Yeah.
It's pretty
that
bad.
Yeah.
So. We tested for the bacteria at 605 and 608 West Holden Street and the water. Everything came back clean that we tested that we sent to Illinois American. Those houses, the one that said they had a bacteria in the water, we didn't come back with that. So,
perfect.
I spoke with for the easement. They will be in tomorrow to sign the easement. They just didn't get around to stopping in today to get that done. They didn't realize it had to be signed in front of the notary. So that will be done, I think, tomorrow morning.
How long after that's signed, how long to do that project?
I think they're trying to package these two together to get a better price instead of bid one and then bid the other. So we're kind of bogged down by trying to get the easement,
other easement
on the other properties. So I met with Gary Mitchell yesterday. We looked at Freeze Apartments and Southview Apartments. I was trying to get an idea from him what type of meter, because there's a threaded on the ends or a flange meter, just to kind of get an idea of the ease of having that installed. So I got the information from him. I got those ordered yesterday. It could be 8 weeks out on those meters. They're that backed up. So, but they are ordered. I stopped in and talked to the Mike Freeze,
mm-hmm.
and told him kind of what was going on with that. So.
Perfect.
Gary and I were just talking about this. We had complaints about burning outside of town. I'm done. I'm not burning another stick out there. I will not do it. We are going to have to find something to do with this brush. We've got a mountain out here at the dump right now. I can barely get anything else in there right now. So we have to figure out a plan for something to do with the brush. If any of you noticed, we've started our motor fuel tax project. That we've had complaints. It kind of happened a lot sooner than we thought because Open Road, which is doing the cold mix, they had another job that they were going to do this week, So they're looking to go, hey, can we come to Tolono next week? So it's like, sure.
Can you give us a little discount?
So, and they have done a few other little things for us. So, so that's why much notice really. I did get a hold of Woodworth and United Prairie, kind of tell them to try and reroute their trucks on those routes. So I didn't get to notify, you know, we didn't get anything on the website, we didn't get anything on Facebook saying we were doing the project, so I'll take the heat for that, my fault. So
you can only do what you know.
Well, and hopefully, we were talking about that earlier, as soon as she gets the new office help trained, then she can sit down with Terrence. Terrence can get her up to speed, or Brian, between the two of them, they can get maybe both in the office trained on Facebook, so you can actually call in and say, hey, this is what we're doing, can you get this posted?
Right, and kind of like when we have concerns about boil orders.
Yeah.
I've always notified the people affected. I don't go out to Channel 3 and say we've got a boil order because it doesn't affect the entire town.
Right.
It affects a small area. So that's, we put door hangers out on everybody's door that's affected by that. That's why we don't put the boil order out for everybody, because, you know, everybody may not know exactly where that area is affected at. So it's just kind of easier for us, question wise, that we just kind of do it in the local area. Next week, late next week or early the following week, we should have the MMT project completely finalized. They're doing the cold mix. They have Strong Street done with the cold mix. They have Woodworth. They kind of had to split that into two separate areas to give them access into their lot. So that should be finished up tomorrow there, and then they're going to do Austin Street from Condit around to the tracks. So from what I've seen, it drives great. It looks good. And then they'll be putting that stone slag or the steel slag down on top of that as the rock, which is a lot harder than the limestone. So it should come out really well, I think. So if we get the check signed for Howell Concrete Lifters, they said they knocked like 500 off by having the check signed and ready for them when they finalize that last day. So but they should be starting next week, I believe, on that. So any other questions for me?
Anything else, guys?
Just on bills. You ordered some brake cleaner.
Yes.
Brake clean. $110. It's $32 for 12 at O'King. Any reason why we didn't go to town?
Don't have an account there. So.
So. And then, we have an account with Kimco? Okay. We'll have to start looking at that P card purchase or something. That's $70 over what should have been.
Should be a John Deere invoice in there as well. And again, I wasn't planning on having tobacco this year, so that's a $3,000 bill that I wasn't expecting to have, so just to put that out there. And again, I didn't budget for any maintenance on that backhoe either, so. Anything else?
Anything else? All right, we got the police department list on the pools.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that were checkmarked, what does that mean? you know what that means, Brandy?
Those are ones that had already been sent a letter.
Oh, okay.
On the last list.
And how long ago has that letter been out?
Right after the June 5th meeting, they were given until July 8th.
Okay. Did they go back and recheck it and get the list back to you?
Yeah, that's what this, the one is with the check marks.
Okay.
That's the new one.
And then the one over in Deer Path, the panel gate is still down. There's still that hole that it can crawl through. And multiple panels in the corner are back up for now. That's one that keeps falling down. But they cut the cement.
Are you talking about Whitehead or?
Whitehead, yeah. I think it's the one that they've had all the issues with.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still a big hole. He sent pictures of where you can crawl right into it.
So to be clear, the ones with the check marks, they got a letter, but they're not in progress, or they are good now since July 8th?
No, they are not.
Okay.
It's the ones that are on that list with the check mark are ones that have been sent the letter the first time and are still not taken care of.
Okay.
What about those on the other side?
These?
Yeah.
They didn't get a letter the first time they were on that first list.
They have letters now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he brought me this list at the end of last week.
Okay. All right. Well, and I think I've talked to 503.
503 Marshall?
I think that's the one that came. Is that the one that came in and talked to me?
I don't remember, but it says it's in process, so that's not a deal.
Yeah, one of them came in to talk to me, and they're actually in process. I mean, they're moving along. There's movement on it. So the next step would be to have them go out and write ordinance violations to everyone that's not compliant, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven out of, 40 pools in town. Not bad. We have a lot of pools in this town. Alright, cool. I will send him a note tomorrow. Is Rick on vacation?
No, he didn't take it this year.
Alright.
We need to vote to approve that payment to Howell.
Oh, okay. Well, we need, how much was that for? Do you remember?
$6,500.
Alright. I need a motion.
Motion to approve the concrete payment to Howell Concrete Lifters for $6,500.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Bubba?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.
Perfect. Did you cut that check? All right.
No, I'm going to in the morning.
Perfect. All right, anything for the treasurers? Questions on bills?
Okay. Motion to pay bills as presented.
I second.
Roll call.
Bubba?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.
All right, do we have any sewer credits? Regular session minutes for July 3rd, 2018.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from July 3rd, 2018.
Second?
Second? Oh, Gary can second.
Gary seconded. That's not a roll call. Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against? Perfect. No executive session minutes. All right. We've already talked about the easement. All right. Do we have any discussion on the ESG proposal? Anybody read that? County Star?
I didn't write it, he's been.
I know. Thank you very much for getting back to me on that.
We need to hold off until they get their flow rate done.
Yeah, and I think the confusion in the County Cigar article was what helped Unity out is we waived the sewer hookup fee for the new wrestling room. I think he combined the two together with the ESG project. So we waived their fee, and which did help them out, and then the ESG project is a completely different thing altogether. Perfect.
Sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine. It happens. It happens.
Brandy, your corrections are coming out as a letter to the editor. I thought it was the best way to do it.
Okay.
And that'll be out Thursday.
Oh, perfect.
It's
thank
gone
you.
Already.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you very much. And you have my number now. I didn't call you back, but you have my number, so feel free to text me. Okay.
It's going to start as an article.
And then we need a approval resolution 2018-R-1 appointing Brandy as the IMRF authorized agent.
Motion to approve resolution 2018-R-1 appointing Brandy Dalton as IMRF authorized agent for the Village of Tolona.
Second.
Second. Can we just do all in favor? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right, nuisance and tickler files. We need to start getting back on this again.
Yeah.
Because the kind of house thing kind of consumed us for a little while. But now that's moving along. And if we can figure out how to get it torn down now. So.
Is the new officer working yet?
Yes. Well, he's on military leave right now for 2 weeks. Guarding submarines.
That'd be a good thing for him to do.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
And good for just doing it.
Well, because we had Aaron doing it before, mm-hmm. So I think that would be really good for him to do too. And then, what's the thought process of waiting until he gets back from military leave and he can pursue the pool thing? Or should we get on that now?
I think we should.
The earlier the better.
Right.
Since we enforced it.
Perfect. So we'll get on that now.
And that's only 7 properties. So.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. I mean, the nuisance looks pretty good. We just need to get started on it again. And start. Any questions about that? Anything to add to it or take away?
I came to the realization that we haven't actually made an announcement for our public concerning the Daggy property. We've talked about the Daggy property.
Yeah, we kind of talked in and around it, haven't we?
But we haven't actually stated anything so that those that watch our meetings or hear anything about our meetings know what has progressed.
Yeah. Well, and that's simple. We did buy 105 East Daggy. And the idea is to tear it down, repurpose the lot, and then sell it as a residential lot. And so to get rid of that blight on our community. So but that's all purchased. Now we're just waiting on a contractor to figure out how to tear it down, to get a bid for tearing it down.
Just thought they might like to
know
that.
Yeah, it would be a good thing to know. And it's been out a little bit, but not formally. Any special permits? Nope. Anything for executive session? Anything I'm missing? Anything for the good of the order?
Going back to ESG, so that's off the agenda now. We're done.
It's tabled for now.
It's tabled for now.
I mean,
yeah, it's tabled for now. And we'll get the flow study done, and then we can come back and revisit them. One thing they proposed was the meters, which we've already been talking about, and Matt brought... And the, what is it called? The ones that do the cell phone.
Yeah, that was a different company.
Yeah.
Master Meter doesn't have that technology.
But what do they have a similar technology? Something.
They have one that's a fixed base that we wouldn't have to go out and drive the routes.
Yeah.
And
you can get kind of real time within a day.
I think they take so many readings per day.
Okay.
And I don't want to say something because I don't know what I've heard the number before, but I don't remember off the top of my head.
But that's something I wouldn't mind looking at eventually because it saves time for his department, saves
mm-hmm.
gas, saves wear and tear on vehicles, and people can get real time.
The only thing would be making sure the rails are strong enough always to
And that's, and I've kind of been working with our supplier. She needed our water map, the physical addresses, I think, and a little bit of other information so that they could determine if this, you know, like the depth of the meters, you know, stuff like that, which they vary from, you know, this far to that far.
Or the basements.
And the basements, right. So, so we have been talking about this. So, right now I'm more in the mode of getting the stuff fixed that's broken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your plate's kind of full.
And I don't know how many we've got now, but there's 7 routes that we read every month. And Deer Path, which is Route 6, we had 0 that didn't read this time.
Oh, perfect.
So we're getting there. So,
yes. Yes. Sorry.
So we're trying to get stuff kind of whittled down. And Jeff and I went out today trying to start replacing some. And we got kind of sidetracked by paving and other stuff. So, but I did order the 1.5 meters. I ordered another 72 registers. That was something else I want to talk about. I'm going to send some of our old meters in and have them tested to see what the range is, see how close they are to being calibrated.
That's not
just,
that idea.
Just as a check. And I don't remember, she said it was like $40 per meter to have it done. But, I mean, I can take some that we've taken out of houses, I can take some that we've taken out of the ground, kind of get a broad scope out of, you know, 10 or 12 different meters and kind of see how we're doing. I mean, if they're pretty accurate, I feel pretty decent about, you know, putting a new register back on and putting the meter back in the ground. So, if they're way off, then we're going to have to start spending some additional money and doing that. So
cool.
So we're working at it slowly. The registers that I'm putting on now, I don't think they will read with a fixed base system. I think that's a kind of a different type of meter. So this might be something that we plan for maybe 5 years down the road. So, but right now I'd like to get, you know, whittle the ones down that we've got out there that aren't working. So instead of a day and a half of reading, you know, we can get everything done with, you know, the computer and the truck. So
great. Anything else? Matt's been doing a lot of flushing. Tons of flushing.
Yep.
Have any water complaints, knock on wood, for a week or a couple weeks?
We've got hydrants that need some attention. We're still waiting on some of that. But
which I'd rather find that out now,
right,
than when we have a fire.
Yes.
So.
Yes, and that's something too. I don't know. I've not really heard many complaints. I haven't heard any complaints from the fire department about hydrants not working, but I don't want to be, you know, a day after a fire, hey, this wasn't working. Well, that's something that we should have known, we should have taken care of. So, and the flagpole we put up by FS is gone again. So.
Are they cutting it down or is it blown over?
No, it's stolen. It's the second.
Right on 45?
Yeah. Second one's gone. First pole was kind of bent, so second one, I don't know where it's at.
How deep are you putting this pole in the ground?
It's cutting off the base.
It's
right.
Setting it.
It sets in the base.
Sleeve, so it just slides in the ground.
Bolted in or something?
Oh, Lord.
I don't know
what
to do
with
it.
Isn't that lighted too?
Well, that's
around FS.
It's not on the actual.
It's bright at night though.
It's bright.
I know, it's bright when you go up that way.
Oh.
So Rick told me to give him another, you know, I can get the bill, what we spent on, you know, the flags, we have the Illinois and the US flag and the pole, and he can write another report. So we finally found the other pole. Because IDOT hit it when they were mowing by the underpass, and it just turned it into a mangled mess, so.
Which probably didn't do very good on their mower either.
Yeah, it's pretty thin wall, so it probably didn't do too much, but probably made it loud noise.
There's a concrete base around that, right? I'll go over and look at it, might be something else we can do.
Anything else? Alright. Need a motion. Next meeting is August 7th.
Motion adjourned.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Just.